The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier daf. Today's daf is Masechet Zvachim, daf Mem Dalet, and we're holding a Mem Gimel Amud Beis, 10 lines up from the bottom. And if you recall, yesterday we had this really tough time understanding Rebbe's on the Limud from the Pasuk. How could a subsequent Pasuk teach me about the previous Pasuk? And Rava said, well, if you guys haven't heard Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avadim's Pshat in a Pasuk, and Rabbi Zeiri's Pshat in a Braita, you ain't never heard a Pshat. So yesterday we listened to the Pshat of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avadim, and we were suitably impressed with how it is that he explained Rebbe. Today, we want to continue on with understanding what Rava was referring to when he said the Braita that Zeiri explained. And that's as follows, says the Gemara. Matnita detanya. Now, this is, again, a very opaque Braita. Im ne'emru kalot, lama ne'emru chamurot. V'im ne'emar chamurot, lama ne'emar kalot. Now, this Braita was said, l'gabi the dinim of eating kochim, betumat haguf, a continuation of our sugya that we had yesterday. And right now, it doesn't make any sense, but we're going to explain it once we listen to Zeiri. So, as the Braita said, if it said the kal things and not the chamurot, so then I would have said, Ayiti Omer, ala kalot belav, that you're chayev on those things which are kal, only a lav of malk. Vala chamurot, you'd be chayev mitav bidei shamayim. Lekach ne'emar chamurot, that's why I had to say the chamurot. On the other hand, im ne'emar chamurot velo ne'emru kalot. Now, of course, we have no idea what this halot or what this chamurot, or we don't know what it's talking about. Kayiti omer ala chamurot ye chayav. Then I would have said, you're only chayav on the chamurot. A lot. And on the kalot, you're totally potter. Therefore, we need to say separately, lekach ne'emar kalot, and both the kalot and the chamurot are now explained. Now, can you explain to me what the heck this is talking about? My kalot and my chamurot, I mean, this is the way I try to understand the Braita on my own, okay? The Torah says that there's an iser of achila betumas haguf, as we saw yesterday. And we know that it's very strange that we have a posik that says, on the one hand, lo yochal min hakodashim ki im rachatz bizaro b'mayim, which implies that all you need to do is go to a mikvah, and then you can eat kochim. And on the other hand, it says, ki im rachatz, so rachatz is alone, and then on the other hand, it says that dafka, it's uba shemesh v'taher, that it's dafka if the sun sets. So there's obviously two different cases. Now, we've learned that to be a reference to maaser, that if you're going to eat maaser, then maaser you can eat even without Erev Shemesh. So v'yom is mutar b'achilat maaser. If you're coming to eat truma, then it has to be uba shemesh v'taher. So that means I understand that lo yochal ki im rachatz b'saro. Okay, that's an iser lav. Do not eat unless. So that's a typical iser lav. It doesn't say anything over there about a chiyuv mitah bidei shamayim. So that teaches me that the kal, I mean, I guess this is what you mean, the kal, which is maaser, there's not as homer as truma, everybody's allowed to eat maaser. So I would say that maybe that's what he's trying to say over here. And then we'll see if it makes sense. Let's assume for a moment that the kal is maaser, and over there it says lo. Lo is an iser lo tase, and that's a lot. Doesn't say anything about dying. But the other one that says uba shemesh v'taher, that's got to be referring to eating truma, which is more chomer. So that's the chomer. And by truma, it says umetu bo ki echalalu, that if, in fact, you would eat it betuma, so then there would be a chiyuv mita. So now let me get this straight. Reading that interpretation into the Braita, we would read as well. The Braita says, if it would have said this legabe hakalot, so then I would have said, oh, but chamurot are b'mita. Therefore, it has to say it b'chamurot to teach me that it's not b'mita, it's a lav. I got a problem. The din is, of course, that the chamurot, now that I'm interpreting it as a shum, it is b'mita. Hashanami, ha b'mita. Furthermore, the two. If this is the correct interpretation, kalot is maaser, chamurot is truma. So why does it say in the Braita? If it wouldn't have said the chamurot, I would have said that they're b'mita. And how would I have said that they're b'mita? I would have been learning them out of maaser. How could I have learned out from Maaser where there is no mitah, a din of truma, which anyway I know, but I'm saying besides that, if I had to learn it out, how could I learn out a din to truma that would be more chomer than the din that I'm learning out from Maaser where there is no mitah? If there's only a lav by Maaser than by truma, I don't care how much chomer truma is, you can't give it more than what's given in the first place. Okay, so let's try a different interpretation. Let's talk about kalotot chamurot, not in terms of the object of the yisr, but kalot chamurot in terms of the chumra of the tuma. So in other words, the kalot would be a reference to tumat sheret, which was one element of what's listed in the parasha. So we have a parasha that talks about ki imra chavisaro as maaser, and then uba hashemesh v'taher as truma. And we also have a parasha that mentions the ish ki yiga b'chol tamei nefesh, which is tamei meis. And we also have the case of the individual who touches now a sheret. O ish asher yiga b'chol sheret. So we have now two parshios, maaser and truma, and two tumas, which is meis and sheret. So let's switch now to the tuma chamura, or tuma kala. So tuma kala would be tuma sheret, and tuma chamura would be tuma meis. Okay, now let's try to read that into the braita. So ela kalot is tuma sheret, chamurot is tuma meis. Now, before I continue, what are we referring to? Referring to truma, meaning the tumas sheret and the tumas meis as it applies to truma, or are we talking about tumas meis and tumas sheret as it applies to maaser? Well, let's try them one by one. If the object over here is achila of truma for someone who is either tamei meis or tamei sheret, so I don't understand what you mean. If it would have said the kalot, I would have said the chamurot is bimita. I understand. Either way, whether it's tumas sheret or tumas meis, the din is by truma umetubo. That is a din of truma eaten in tuma under any circumstances of meitubot. There's a chi of mitah b'dei shamai. So what do you mean when you say the kalot, meaning sheret, is only belav? That's not even true. And then you say that's why it has to say b'chamurot that it's belav. Otherwise, I would say it's b'mita. It's not belav. God's sake, it is b'mita. Well, b'mitahi. The din is that achilas truma, but tuma, any kind of tuma, certainly. And the tuma chamura that we're talking about over here is the din of meit. Okay, so all right, so it doesn't work out with truma. Okay, let's try our interpretation of the tuma chamura as the chamura and the kala being tuma sheret, and say the object that we're talking about here is maybe it's maaser. Let's try that out. Iba achilat maaser. So why is it saying in the braita that if it hadn't said chamurot, I would have said that on the chamurot it's bimita? How exactly would I learn that? I mean, all I was given, if it wouldn't have said the chamurot meaning tumat meit, all I was given was tumat sheret. By tumat sheret, it simply said velo yochal. He shouldn't eat. It doesn't say anything about dying. So how would I have said, well, listen, you know, but tumat sheret, he would be chayev a lot. Can you imagine what he'd be chayev if he did it but tumat meit? Yeah? Like what? Hanging him upside down by his toes and dousing him with gasoline. I mean, dayalav aminadin. Liyot kinidon. Whatever the din would be there, the din would be there. So this doesn't work no matter how we learn it. And here, says Ravana, here's where I wanted to impress you with Ze'iri. Ze'iri can take a braita like this, and he can make sense out of it. And here's how he makes sense out of it. It's brilliant! You never thought of this one, man. Omar Ze'iri, I'll tell you. Kalot are tumat sheret. Chamurot are tumat meis, okay? But, I mean, there's also a kula and a chumra in terms of truma and maaser. So think about what we have, says Ze'iri. First of all, let's make a little matrix here of what we're talking about. We're talking about two different tumas, meis and maaser. We're talking about two different dinim, maaser and truma. What do we know about this? All that we know about this is that in the case of truma, it says umetubo, and it says that you need harav sheret. And in the case of maaser, it does not say umetubo, and it says you need tefillah and not harav sheret. Those are the facts. That's all that we know. But what this braita wants to do, says here, is work with those facts and say as follows. Ilu nemar kalot. Okay, let's translate that into the way I'm learning. Ilu nemar kalot means ilu nemar tumat sheret. And it would be given that that would be the din about Meiser and Truma. But it wouldn't have said anything about Tomei Me. Now, I would have said to Meiser, Hayiti Omer, the Kalot al HaKalot, Belah. Look at what's happening over. Person is Tomei Tuma Kala, Sheret. He's given two different din. When it comes to Meiser, he's an Isser Lav. When it comes to Truma, he's an Isser Meitu Boki Chalu Mita B'deshama. Okay, so then I would say, fine, that makes radio lens. The Kalot al HaKalot are Belah. And what's the din of Kalot on Truma, which is Amurot? B'mita? All right. So my logic would have been, says the Tana, the Saziri understands, that mita kalot ala chamurot b'mita, So then the Chamurot al HaKalot b'Midah. The point that the Torah is trying to make is, when it talks about, it puts together two types of things, two types of Tumah, one Kala and one Chamurah, with two types of Kach, one Kala and one Chamurah. What it means to is give us an example of the relationship of Kala Chamurah. That's the one. So it's saying, if you have a Kala Tumah with a Chamur item, that is a Tumah Sheretz on Truma, if you have a Tumah Mate on Miser, it's also Umeitubo, because it's just trying to say, otherwise it's a very strange parsha. It keeps mixing metaphors. What are we talking about? There's a reason, says Tana, why we would have these mixed metaphors, and why we need, in the context of that kind of mixing, the limud of telling me each one clearly and separately. Because if you hadn't told it to me clearly and separately, I would have said this is not a case of dio. It's not a case of a kal vachomer. The data are all there. The only question is how to read it. So I would say that's the given. The Torah is giving us an example of a kal on a chomer to teach us the halach of a chomer on a kal. Mashmalon, therefore, comes along the Tanakh to say, no. Now that I have each thing mentioned, I know that the din is on the kala, meaning on meiser. You're always chayev, whether it's tuma kala or tuma chamura. You're always chayev on a la, and on a chomer, meaning truma, whether it's a tuma kala, tuma chamura, I'm always chayev, mitavi de shamayim. Anyway, let's get back now to our mission. Our Mishnah says that kol sheyesh lo madirin bein la adam bein la mizbeach chayavin alav mishum pigul. That's what you say. So the first thing that interests me is that we have a basis of pigul entirely in Shlomi, correct? Just like Tuma appeared in Shlomi, pigul appears in Shlomi, and we're comparing it to Shlomi as far as what then is concerned. Kol davar sheyesh lo madirin. I mean, it's a very interesting comparison. Tell me, if you would have read it, is that how you would have concluded? What is the comparison to Shlomim? It's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Let me promise you that in 20 years, you wouldn't have come up with that. What is that, the comparison to Shlomim? It has davar sheyesh lo matirin. There's so many striking things about Shlomim. It's brought on the Mizbeach Hachitza, like Reb Shimon. It's like Shlomim because it's eaten for 2 days with the night in between. It's like Shlomim because it's Kachim Kalim. I mean, but this kvetch, that is a davar that has matirin, and there's some part of it is a matir, and some part of it is a nitir. I mean, that's really pushing the envelope. So I'd like to see, how did we arrive at that? The Tanarabban. Oh, Eino maybe. I mean, you tell me it's Kishlomim. But how about if I offer you this Kishlomim? Maybe it's maybe anything Kiyotze Bishlomim as follows. Just like Shlomim are the only carbon that is mentioned, that we have a din that it's Nechal Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. So Shlomim is unique. You eat it for 2 days, and the night in between. Chatos is only eaten for 1 day. Potato is only eaten for 1 day. And Hashem is only eaten for 1 day. Shlomim is eaten for 2 days. So therefore, the Torah is saying, only carbonists that are eaten for 2 days at a night, they would be a pigul candidate. How do I know? Now, anything that is eaten evenly on the Laila Minayim, how would I know that you include other things, says the Braita? Talmud Lomar. Therefore, the Pasuk comes to say, I remember the Pasuk, we darshaned it before, Im He'achol Ye'achel, double lotion of Achila, Mi Besar Zevach HaShelamim, Mi Basar, what is it? Mi Basar Zevach HaShelamim. Only things that are like Shlomim, that they have Shiraim that are Ne'achol, meaning that there's something that's Ne'achol. Okay, so Kol Shishiarav Ne'achalim, that would include any carbon that has a basar. What does that have to say? You say me Zevach HaShelamim. Okay, how about an Ola? An Ola doesn't have any basar that could be eaten. So Ein Shiareh Ne'achalim, how would we include an Ola? Talmud Lomar Zevach. We have to say Mibisar Zevach Shlomo. Why not say Mibisar Shlomo? Therefore, it's coming to tell me any Zevach. That means anything that requires Shchit. Okay, so now I know Chatas Asham. A Shlomim, very nice. Now, how about a carbon that is brought from Ovod? Ovod does not Zevachim, because when it comes to Kachim, I do not do Shchita. So there's no Zevach. I do Malika with my thumbnail. Not for no reason is a thumbnail called a Tziporin. That's exactly what we use for the Ovod, to be Matir. So therefore, how would I know that even Ovod were included? How about Minachot? Minachot don't have anything. There's no blood. How would I be Marba? You know what? I want to go all the way to be Marba, even Aluk Shemet Shomet Seira. That's not an oath. That's not a mincha. That's not a nothing. How do I know that there'd even be a pigol on the Lok Shama Shamatzer. And of course, we had a Machlokas before in the Mishnah about a Lok Shama Shamatzer when it's coming together with the Yosham, is the Dama Yosham, Matir, the Dama the Yosham, and the Mitzer, and so on. We're going to get back to discussing each and every one of these in the Brayta. But how do I know that it would include anything at all? Talmud Lomar, therefore, comes along the pasuk to say, "V'lo yichalalu et shem kachi asher he magdishim li." Now, obviously, that's not referring to Pigel at all. That's the famous pasuk that we darshan about the inazru mikachi b'nei Yisrael. That's about Tumah. Nonetheless, it does say there, "Any kachi asher he magdishim." How do I know that that would be true about Pigel also? That is a famous limud. The famous limud is we learn out notar from the words chilul v'lo yichalalu. And that is a reference to Tuma, and it also appears in Notar, where it says, "Ochlav avonav yisar." We're going to darsh in a moment. Ket kodesh Hashem tilel. So now we know that Notar also includes anything asher he magdishim. But once it appears in Notar, where it says a lashon of avono yisar, we remember that by Pigel it says a nefesh avonat yisar. Same lashon. So we learn out first tilel. To Notar. Having learned Notar, we'll learn Avon, Avon, Minotar. We're going to talk about later on the applicability of two limudim of Gzeirah Shavah in Kutch, where we have our problem of Ein Lamedim Lamad Min Allah, right? But here we're saying, Asher Heim Akdishim Li teaches me that any Kodesh is included in Tuva, which teaches me that any Kodesh is included in Notar, which teaches me that any Kodesh is included in Tuva. In Pig. Says the Gemara, continues the Brayta, so now, says the Tana, now I understand where we're coming from, my friend. If Lamaisa, I'm going to end up with this Gezerah Shavah, including everything. So what is all this Mishigas to compare it to Shlomim? Why did I start off with Shlomim at all? It can't be Shlomim for how long it's eaten. Can't be Shlomim because it's Kachim Kala. Can't be Shlomim because it's Bachutz. Everything that you said, we learn out everything from Kol Asher Magdishim. What possible thing is there about Shlomim that could serve as a model that would have nothing to do with Asher Magdishim? With all of these other limudim, huh? Now you understand where I'm coming from. So what are you learning it up from Shlomi? Mi'akash is a fellow rabot called Davar. Lamanema Shlomi me'ata. So what's the point of mentioning Shlomi? Huh? Now you understand. Lomar lecha. Ma Shlomi miyuchadim sheyesh lamatirin. Whether it's the Adam or whether it's the Mizbeach, but something is brought which causes something else to be acceptable. Af kol sheyesh lamatirin, bein la'adam, bein la'mizbeach, hayavin aleihem mishum pigol. And therefore, hola dama matir b'zera lamizbeach vora lekani. Hola ta'ov dama matir b'zera lamizbeach. Chata ta'ov dama matir b'zera lekani. Porim anisrafim, v'zirim anisrafim. But I must exclude, as the Mishnah said, Umotseani, Takomet, Zelavona, Aktoret, Minchat Kohanim, Minchat Kohen Mashiach, Minchat Nisachim, Vehadam. Now you understand? Great. Now Rabbi Shimon argued, and he said, now I'm going to take Shlomim as an absolutely simple model, just like Shlomim or Miyuchadim, in the fact that their Aveda is on the Mizbeach HaChitzen, and there is where the Torah said, Yerchayavin Alav, Av Kol Sheyeshen on Mizbeach HaChitzen, Chayavin Alav Mishum Pigol. But I exclude the Purim on Yisrafim, the Seirim on Yisrafim, Ho'il She'en al Mizbeach HaChitzen Kishlamim, In Chayavin Alav Mishum Pigol, on none of such cases which would be Chayav for Pigol, because it's not brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzen. Okay, now, let's go back and understand what it is that the Brayta was saying. Oh, Mama. You want to say, perhaps we should learn out anything that is Nercha L'Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad, Kishlami. What is that referring? Tell me what you wanted to learn out from Shlomi, using Shlomi as a model. You said, Kayotze B'Shlomi. Can you tell me what that would be? Mind you, is it a Bechor? Because a Bechor is eaten also L'Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. So perhaps you want to tell me that from here I can learn that it's Shaykh Pigol on a Bechor. Are you keeping track of these ideas? You now know that a Bechor is eaten L'Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. Did you write that down in your notebook? Oh, well. So now, how would I know this Bechor that you're putatively learning out from Shlomim? From what type of limud would I know it? Is it with a mamatzino? Just like by Shlomim, this is the din, so too by Bechor is it. Obvious issues that all belong in your notebook. Obvious issues that differentiate a Bechor from a Shlomim. A Shlomim requires smicha. It requires tenufa, of course, of a shuk. It requires nisachim. A bechor doesn't require any of the above. Obviously, the Torah is makpid on shlomim. You're going to learn out that it's also makpid on a relatively cheapo korban like a bechor that doesn't require all of these chashuva avodas. Unlikely. So I can't learn it out from a mom, but how would I learn it from one another? Wait a minute, it's not only aliens that exist? That a Kohen could have a Bechor? You could have a Bechor. You sure would, that would be a good thing to do. That's a mitzvah. And? Okay, and what if he, when he checks it, he says, I'm going to eat this next week? Is it Pigel? Is it Pigel? How do you know? You're going to learn it out of Shlomim? How are you going to learn out of Shlomim? That's our question. How are you going to know it's legal? Answers the Gemara. I'll tell you how I know. Look at that pasuk again and look what it says. Im heyachol yeachel. Itar zevach shalom. Okay. Heyachol yeachel is a claw. Any eating. Heyachol. But it's two claws. Heyachol yeachel. And then it says a list of things. Basar, zevach, shlomim. Those are all pratim. The heyachols are klalim. So you have two claws and a prat. So that's a claw, prat, or claw. So I'll learn it out from a limit of klal, prat, or klal. Wait a minute. That's not a klal, prat, klal. That's a klal, klal, and prat. Is that the same thing? These are Esther Gemara, Hani, Trey, Klal, and Ismicha, Adanin. You know, these two klals are next to each other. And then they're followed by a list of prats. Oh, my Rava, that's okay. They say, B'ma'arava, K'amr b'ma'arava, Kom ma'kom sh'atam otzei sh'nei klalot asmachot zelazeh. The rule is, if you have two klalim next to each other, followed by a bunch of pratim, Hatel prat b'nehem, you can take the prat, stick it in between the two klalim, and learn it with a klal or prat, and that's exactly what I'm doing. So heyachol on one side, yeachel on the other side, mi besar in the middle, tells me even something that is similar to shalomim, which is a bechor that is eaten the shleim of lilach. Obviously we keep bending this, but that's our fundamental basis of the limud. Until we get all the way up to, says the Tanach, and imar b'luk shem and shem etar. No, that's the point, yeah. Now, I'm a little concerned here, because you say, I'm going to bring in a luk shem and shem etar. That could be pigel. Now, that was a machlok. Luk shem and shem etar was only pigel, I'll leave it in Rabbi Meir. Right? That, I mean, the truth is we had this in the Mishnah. It's not. Luk shem and shem etar. Chayav and alav shem pigel, divrei Rabbi Meir. Why? Because the dam of the yashem etar is matir, the shemen, to be put onto the mitzvah. I'll continue. Motziyani, and they have a whole list. Motziyani, the kaimetz, and you list minchat nesachim. Minchat nesachim was also a machlot. But it was, here you're telling me that Allah halibut rabbonim. His Rebbe Meir argued on that. He said in minchat nesachim, the dam of the carbon is matter to the minchat nesachim, in the same way that the dam of Ashim is matter to the shaman of the mitzvah. So what you're telling me now, the same limud, you're applying halfway like Rebbe Meir, in what you're ready to include, and then you're going to pass back rabbonim in what you're ready to exclude. It's one way or the other. So that's us in the Rabbana. The Tanya, Nizke Be'ima, or the time, Chayavina Le'im Ishum Pigo, Mipeshadama Zavchamatiran, the Karev, Divir Rebbe Meir. And they said to Rebbe Meir, Omrulo, how can you say that you need the dam of the zeva to be matir the nisachim of the zeva? V'halo adam meviyad zevachav ayom nisachav mikan v'arasarayamim. Well, what if you bring your nisachim a month later? It's also kosher. So how can you say that dam was matir, something that didn't even exist at the time? That's ridiculous. And he replied, well, I wasn't talking about that yet. Afanilo amarti, ela baba'ina azeva. That's what it said in the Mishnah. But meanwhile, you're passing in two different directions in the same brayta. You're being marva, even the shemet shel Torah, alibir Rabbi Meir, and you're being maitse, the minchas tesachim, alibir rabbanan argin Rabbi Meir. I'd explain that. Omar, Rav Yosef, I'll tell you. This represents the sheet of Rebbe. Rebbe has a different sheet. Rebbe holds that the luk shemen of the Mitzorah has nothing to do with the zevach. But is it not true that before we take the luk shemen and put it on the ozen and the bohen of the Mitzorah, before we give it to the kohen to eat, what do we need to do with it? We need to sprinkle seven times the oil. We sprinkle the oil seven times towards the kodesh and kadosh. That is the matir. Remember that the concept of a matir is completely abstract. We found a matir could be dam. The matir could be chomet. That doesn't look like dam to me, but the same thing. So over here, the matir is oil. What's so terrible? The point is, by doing that, I'm able to do the rest. So Rebbe holds, therefore, luk shemen shomet. There is nothing to do with the machloikas, Rebbe Meir, Rabbanan. This is a new shita. The shita that you can have the luk shemen shomet being included in pigo because of the fact that it has a matir and it has a nita. What's wrong? It's just like a mincha. Mincha, the kometz part of it is matir. The rest of it is all the same material. Same thing over here. It's all shemen. The part that I'm zurek towards the kodesh akadosh, that's the matir. And now that I do that, the rest of it is neter. Great. How do I know there's such a sheet? Says Rabbi Yosef, I'll tell you. Because it's Rebbe, the Yomar Luk Shemen Shemetzorah, matanotav shorale. I know that he holds that only the matanot are matir, and they're matir the gabi the din of meila. And since matanotav shorale, it makes sense that matanotav mefagile, because that's a matir, right? The Tanya, when it comes to the din of meila, when is it still considered to be kedesh v'kedush zagu if it wasn't nasa mitzvahs? So the Tanakama holds luk shemen shemetzorah moalin bo achi yizrok hadam. So until you do the Zrik of the Dam of the Yosham, if you are Nene from the Luchemen of the Metzera, you're going to be over on Me'ila with all of the consequences of that. But the moment that you're Nizrak Adam, at that point there's no Me'ila. I mean, Mirabonan lo Neni, but you're also not going to be Chayim on Me'ila. Rebbe Omer, Mo'alim, Koin. Koin. Rebbe Omer, Mo'alim Achi Tein Matanotav. So in other words, according to Rebbe, you need to sprinkle it. The fact that you sprinkle the Dam of the Yosham is not matter from the Yosham. So that means, according to Rebbe, Meteorite, it's not considered to be Natsim until it's sprinkled towards the Kodesh Kadosh. That means that that's its matter. If that's what's matter at Lagabi Me'ila, so why wouldn't that also be the matter from Eagle? See? Says Rabbi Yosef. This must be the sheet of Rabbi Yosef, of Rebbe. And therefore everything works out fine. Now, it's true that the Shovim, the Rabbonin and Rebbe both agree. You're not allowed to eat it, that is sure. You're not allowed to eat it, but that's been a rabbona. You're not allowed to eat it until you finish everything. Not only the matones of the matan sheva, klapi the heichal, but even you need to do the finishing up of the matan pahines of the, where you put it on his thumb, you put it on his toe. That all of that has to be done, and then the kohen gets eaten. No, Rebbe says it's nothing to do with the carbon. It's a mati, there's a mati and an iter, therefore it's included in pigle. Correct. Because it has its own matter in it. Yeah. So this is tremendous finish. Send this over to Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Amruah Kamei to Rabbi Yirmiyah, they said over Rabbi Yosef's pshat that it's going, I'll leave it to Rabbi. And Rabbi Yirmiyah's reaction was, I can't believe that a great man, just like such a stupid, God of Rabbik Rabbi Yosef, how can a great man like Rabbi Yosef say something which is so ridiculous? It's obviously not true. Because, look, you are projecting, Rabbi Yosef, that since Rabbi holds that the din of Me'ila is defined in this particular way, that the Zrika is what Matir is, so Me'ila, the Zrika is also Matir, the din of the Shiraim of the Shemen, in terms of Pigel. And that's a given. In other words, if Rebbe holds that, then it's got to be true about Pigel. Well, I got news for you. In a case where it would be brought on its own, without the Korah, I mean, there everybody has to agree that it would be its own Zrika that's Matir. There's no Dam, okay? Now, did anybody ever suggest that the din would be that where it's brought on its own, it's Vadai going to be Pigel if I was Mefagel at B'matonais? On the contrary. Everybody agreed that Bechlal is not Shaya Pigo, points out Rabbi Yirmiyah.
In the Mishnah, well, this whole discussion, well, we're talking about the Luchemen that came together with the Yosham, of course. I never would have said it's not coming together with the Yosham. That's becoming with the Yosham. But if it's not coming with the Yosham, never occurs to anybody, oh, if it's not coming with the Yosham, for sure it has Pigo. Because over there, it has the Shemen that you're Zerik, towards the Kachar Kadosh plus itself. Rabbi Meir never thought of this. Rabbani never thought of this. No Sheet ever thought of it. Everybody takes for granted, well, of course, if it comes between the Atzmon, there's no way to make it Pigo. The only Havamin is where it's coming together with the carbon. So there the question is, since Lamaisa there's Dam, it could be Pigo, or since theoretically there didn't need to be Dam, you can't make it Pigo. But nobody thinks that there's an alternative Pigo, that the Shemen itself should make Pigo. So now he is creating this new halacha that, no, well, why would we need Dam? The Shemen is the source of the Pigel itself. That's what he's saying. I mean, both the Shemen becomes both the source as I'm sprinkling it towards the Heichal, and then it becomes the object and what's left of it. The same way the Kometz is the source, and what's left in the Mincha is the object. That's what you're saying, Rabbi Yosef. I mean, it's remarkable that both Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan didn't even dream of such a thing. They only were considering what the possibility might be when it's brought together with the carbon. But the thought that, what's the problem? Adarab, it has its own pigle that nobody even dreamt of. And you're coming along and saying casually that, well, but what's the problem? If it's Babifnei Atzmo, it has its own shemen. But the din of Me'ila is Nogea, the din of Matir over here, there's no Zevach. If there's no Zevach, you can't be Mefagel. Mincha, we're mafago, because we compare mincha to korbanos, tzvach, as we saw all along. Look, shema shema tzara to compare to tzvach. Okay, so all of that came from the braita. You can't create now a new sug of higel that's nothing like mi zevach shlamav, mi besar zevach shlamav. Where are you going to learn it out? That can't be the pshat. So memela, I say, Hare Luga Babifne Atzmo, the Lakuliam Matanotaf Sharoli. Everybody is made in that case. You don't have any dam. And for sure, Lo Mefaganle, the Tanya Lug Shemen Shel Mitzora Chayavan Lo Mishum Pigam Vdei Shadam Matrolo Bono, Tiv Rebbe Meir. They say to Rebbe Meir, how could you say such a thing? Halo Adam Mevia Shamoach Shav Lugo Mikan Vadasarayamim. And Rebbe Meir says, well, Afanilo Amarti Alababai Maharsham, I never would have said that you could be Mefagel the Lukshemen Shal Metzera when it's coming by itself. It's only when it's coming with Dam. And you're saying, no, it's no problem. There's the Shemen that can make it Pigel. That can't be the Pshat. You want to know what the Pshat is, says Rebbe Yirmiyah? The only way to learn this bright, that it shouldn't be a contradiction, that the Reish is Rebbe Meir and the Seif is the Rabbanan, is that you made a mistake in the list in the Seifa. Whoever said over the Braita took the list from the Mishnah and he just kept on going. And since in the Mishnah it says Minchat Nesachim, so you throw in Minchat Nesachim. Motzi Ani Minchat Nesachim said that was part of the list in our Mishnah. So Mamele inserted it into the Braita, but that's a mistake. Take out the words Samei Mikan Nesachim, that's all. Take out Nesachim, it's obviously a mistake. Because if you're including in the Reisha Luk Shemen Shal Mitzorah as being a pigel because of the dam of the Yasham, then you have to include the Minchas Nesachim as being pigel because of the Zevach. Abaya says, I have a very simple solution. You don't have to change any Yersod. The difference is, do you believe you're talking to people or you're talking to idiots? I think we can talk to people. So if you talk to people, what you often do is you rely on their brain. So if I'm giving you, there's two examples of the same phenomenon. One example is the Luk Shemen Shel Metzora, and the other is Minchas Nesachim. What is that phenomenon? Something that can be separated from the Zevach, and sometimes it's brought together with the Zevach. This is the only time we have such. In those two cases, we can distinguish between the din of pigo when it's boima zevach, where possibly the dam is matter, or where it's not boima zevach, where it doesn't have a pigo. Do I have to sit here and talk to you like you're an idiot and talk about both cases, what the din would be in four circumstances? Luk shem shem etzera, if it's brought with or if it's brought without, then asachem if it's brought with or brought without. Do you know that the rule is when I'm giving over Torah, maximal information density, correct? Maximal information density. Like this. I tell you that I want to include even a little shema shema tzera. You think to yourself, even a little shema shema tzera, what would make it go? Ah, the dam of the zeva. Excellent, very good boy. Now, you continue learning, but I will not include minchat nesachim. You think to yourself, why not? Wouldn't the dam, must be that's talking about where it came together with the zeva, and here it's talking about where it didn't come together for the zeva, and now you know four pieces of information by my giving you only two examples. Now, isn't that the right way to do it? I'm going to sit here and I have to explain to you everything in minor detail like a kindergarten student. Therefore, the pshat is, don't take out minchas nesachim. Yolam lo tesamel. And therefore, the Tana uses the lug haba im Hashem, and obviously you're meant to understand that would include nesachim haba'im im hazevach. Okay? And then he talks about nesachim that are not ba'im im hazevach, and you will understand with your own reasonable intelligence that hu adin le lug haba b'fnei atzmo, not together with the Hashem Mitzera. And now, we are all happy, are we not? Therefore, we now have three approaches to why it's not a zero. Rabbi Yosef's approach, going on with Rebbe, Rabbi Yirmiyah, who had to change the Girsa, and Abaya, who said it makes perfectly good sense. Then continued the Braita, which I now would like to understand. Chatata of, we said, Dama Matir et Besara Lekohani. Well, I mean, Bechal Minani Mili. We had a lot of cases over here that end up saying that there definitely the Kohen would eat the chatas of. I don't know that. I'm not sure about the other cases either. I mean, we're assuming that there's a hetera achila of the Shemen Shel Metzora, and so on. The truth is, let's look into this. There's a whole braita now that's going to start explaining which things are given over to the Kohanim, and eventually we're going to explain even the chatata of for Gama Matir Pesara la Kohanim. Minanimili, the Tani Levi, it says in Parshas Pinchas, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was listening over all of the 24 matanos of the kuhuna that are given to the Kohanim Brit Melach Olam. So it says over there, I'm giving you kol korbanam lechol minchatam. So it's not kol korbanam. Why not just say korbanam? The word kol is coming to be marabeh. even the Luk Shemen, is that what we're up to? Chatasov? Yeah. Even the Luk Shemen Shel Metzera. Why now? Even the Luk Shemen Shel Metzera. Why would I think not? Ah, because how could I take a mina? The Pasuk begins, Ze Yelacha Mikodesh HaKodashim Min HaEsh. Min HaEsh is the from the fire. The Luk Shemen Shel Metzera doesn't go to the fire. So that says Min HaEsh Katarachmona. V'hai Lav Motar Min HaEshu. So why would it be Mutar? Kamashmona. L'cho Min Chatam. We're still going to get up to our Chata. Don't worry. Look. Minchatam. Why does it say lakol over there? That's coming to include even a minchata omer and a minchata kanaut, which is the mincha of a sota. Saka, why would I need a special pasuk to tell me why they should they be different than any other mincha? Because Akadaitachamina, since it says all the way back by the in the beginning of the miluim of the Mishkan, it says over there v'yachlu otam asher kupar behem l'malayat yadam. So asher kupar behem means those things that are bringing for kapara, but those things that you're not bringing for kapara are not v'yachlu otam. There's no achila on those things. The Mincha Sa'omer is not coming for Kapara. The Mincha Sa'omer is coming to be Matir, the Tfuah Chadasha Nachila. And the Minchat Kadaut is not coming for a Kapara on the Sota. It's coming to find out if she was Mizana and it slept with another guy. So those things are not Kapara. Since it says Asher Kuparbe and Minchat Omer is coming Lahatir to be Matir Chodesh, and Minchat Kanaut is coming Levarer Avon, so maybe there's no din of Achila. Kamashman Leko Minchata. And why does it say Lekol Chatatam? At last we get up to the explanation of what we're looking by Chatasa'ov. Lekol Chatatam L'rabot Chatata'ov. How do we know Chatata'ov is Ba'achila? From Kol Chatatam. And why would I think not? I thought the Kohen is given to eat. Ah, how do you know you're allowed to eat a Chatasa'ov? It didn't have any Shechita. How do you know it's not an Avela? The Torah says, take your fingernail, put it, could you eat something that you put a fingernail to the neck of a bird? You're going to eat that? That is absolute McDonald's. For the Mizbeach, the Torah says, that's the way to be matir the dam to Mizbeach. Where does it say that you need it? Therefore, we need a pasuk to tell me, Kamash Malan, that it considered to be not an Avela. Therefore, comes along the Torah to say, Malika by Kachim is the equivalent of Shechita by Chulin. And therefore, it's not an Avela. There's a lot of discussion over here whether that is this a special din of Achila like Abikayani, but Eino Chinami really is an Avela in terms of Achila of somebody else. Or is it that a Malika is a form of Heter when it comes to Kachim? What reason? And then, L'chol HaShaman, that teaches me that even an Asham Nazir, an Asham Etzera, is also given to Bnei Aharon. Why not? Ah, because how could I have Mina? I might think that just like we said before, Asher Kupar Behem, where does the Kohen get to eat something that's boim for Kapora? Okay, the Minachas, you added even the Mincha Sa'imer and the Mincha of the Sait. But how do I know to add an Asham Nazir? An Asham Nazir is not coming for Kupar. An Asham Nazir is coming to allow the Nazir to complete his Naziris and start drinking wine and so on. First of all, even if he is, his Chet is Rod, his Chatas is Rod, and his Asher, and a Mitzera. Where is it? Mitzera, Asher, Mitzera. Tzasaka Tachmina, these things are not coming for Kapar, they're coming Lachshir. Kamash Balan, Lekol Ashaman. What? Asham Mitzera, what? I need you to teach me that Asham Mitzera is eaten by a Kohen. It says, Beferesh, Kika Chatata, Hashamu La Kohen. What? I need a pasuk somewhere in the middle of Pinchas to tell me when it says it right there in the Din of Mitzera itself. That can't be the basis. Sorry, you're right. Let's change that. I made a mistake. I see an insight. Asham Mitzera, Behediktibe. Does that befer? Sorry. Ella. Meaning, L'rabot Asham Nazir Ke Asham Mitzera. Sorry, I didn't mean we need a ribui for Asham Mitzera. I'm saying that in the same way, don't think this is unusual, the same way that in Asher Mitzera, we have a special pasuk to be matir to the Kohen in the dinim of Mitzera. Ki kachatat Hashem l'Kohen, so too by a Nazir, which I don't know, I don't have a pasuk, I need to know l'chol Hashamam to include that too. And then the pasuk says something really weird. L'chol chatatam, l'chol Hashamam asher yashivu li. What does that mean, asher yashivu li? Giving back. Yes, absolutely. Is there not one of the 24 matanot kuna that is given back? There is indeed. Somebody who steals from a ger and then wants to do the shuv, he comes back, give the money back to the ger, and the ger is dying. But he hasn't left any heirs because he's not Jewish. So he can't keep going back a generation. You go back a generation, he's not an heir. So there the Torah says, okay, so bring it and give it to the Kohanim. That one of the Chofar Matanot Kuhuna. Merubah's here in Asher Yashivali. Beautiful. So now all of the various Matanais are Merumazim and these simple psuk. Zegezah Hager. And then when it says, Lechahu Levanecha, this means it is yours even in a completely secular sense. So even if it's usher, for some of these are usher for a non-Kohen to eat, that's irrelevant. But in terms of the ownership, completely yours. If you want to use it, you can use it to buy a woman, as far as I'm concerned. You can be a Bekadish Barat Aisha. But that's not your money. That's God's money. No, it's not. L'chahu. I'm giving it to you. Use it for whatever you want. Shalchai yafil Bekadish Barat Aisha. She'll have to sell it to a coin. Well, she can marry him. Okay, those truma he should eat. The kosher column she can eat. Okay, Tanya Rebbe Elazar, remember Shurim B'Yosegli. Here we have now. Thank you so much. Much of you, huh? All right, maybe we'll save this for today. Shabbos. No, Matnita the Tanya. Im nemru kalot, nama nemru chamurot. Im nemar chamurot, lama nemar kalot. אם נאמר קלות ולא חמורות, הייתי אומר על הקלות בלב על החמורות במיטה, וכך נאמר בחמורות. אם נאמר חמורות ולא נאמרו קלות, הייתי אומר על החמורות יהיה חייב, but על הקלות יהיה פטור totally. וכך נאמר קלות. Now, what are you referring to? My קלות ומי חמורות? I mean, if קלות is a reference to מייסר, החמורות is a מייסר to תרומה. So I understand what you're saying. You're saying, Hayiti Omer, that's what you said, Hayiti Omer, ala kalot belav, ala chamorot bemita. I got news for you. That's exactly the din. Yep. Hayiti Omer. Hashtanami. That's true. It is bemita. Okay. Then you say, ilo ne'emar, and then you go ahead and continue on to say, velo ne'amu kalot, Hayiti Omer, that Bimita, about what? That the kalot would be bimita? If it wouldn't have said it on the chamorot, I wouldn't have been able to learn out mita because the din is that the kalot are only bedlav. So then dialiot kinidon? Dialavominadon liot kinidon? Therefore, let's try another approach. Kalot tumat sheret, chamorot tumat met. Okay, now what's the object? If it's truma, that makes a difference. It's both bimita. Not to mention the fact, the two, the kach ne'amar chamorot, that are what? Belav. It's not true. The chamorot are bemita. If you're talking about ma'aser, then what do you mean when you say, im lo ne'amru chamorot ayiti omer ala chamorot bemita? I thought we're learning it out of tumat sheretz and dialovo min adin liot kinidon. I'm very confused. Omar ze'iri al toye. Kalot is tumat sheretz, chamurot is tumat meit. And what he's saying, trying to say here is, il ne'amar tumat sheretz, in a case of maaser and truma, v'lo ne'amra tumat meit, I would have said, okay, kalot al hakalot are belav, but al hakamurot, meaning betruma, are bemita. Since kalot al hakamurot are bemita, so then chamurot ala kalot, meaning on maaser, would also be bimita, even though it doesn't say that here. Therefore, lekach nemru chamurot, that's the point. Kol sheyesh lebatirin bein laadam bein lemizbeach, chayavin alav mishum pigul. Tanu rabbanan. O'eno ela mevi ela ki yotzi b'shlomim, completely, shlomim ha-miyuchodim, v'necholim l'shnei yomim v'layla echad, af kol necholim l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. Why can't that be the limud? How do I know even something that would be nechal liyom v'layla? Minayin tamad lomar mi besar zevach shalamav. Ko shishiyarav nechalim. What about an oila that does not have any achila? Minayin tamad lomar zevach shalamav. And how about ofot that are not a zevach? And how about a menachot that are not a zevach? I can get you all the way down to Luk Shemen Shemen Tzorah. Talmud lomar asher him magdishim li. Comes along, now that's true, Emakishimli is a reference to Tuma, but I learn out Notar from Chilol, from Tuma, Chilol Chilomi Tuma. Once I know it by Notar, it says Nosei Avon over there, Avono Yisa by Pigo, by Notar, and it says, Avonatisa by Pigo. So I learn out Pigo, Avon Avon, Minotar. So if Miachi is Zofel Rabot Kodavar, what's the point of saying Shilomar Miata? Lomar Lacha, Mar Shlamim Yuchadim Sheshla Matirim Ben Lana Ben Lamizbeach, Av Kor Sheshla Matirim, Ben Adam Ben Lamizbeach, Hayom Elayim Mishum Pigo. Okay? Now, the oil of Dama Matir Besorlam is Beach, Erla Kenim, Alasev Dama Matir Besorlam is Beach, Chatasev Dama Matir Besorla Kenim, Porman is Rafim, Sirman is Rafim, Dama Matir Zemurem Likare, Motsiani as a Komet, Salavona, Vaktores, Vachaskoini, Vachaskoin Mashiach, the Nesachim, Vadan. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mashlamim Yuchadim, Sheshpal Mizbeach, Ritzan, Vachayavan Lov, Of course, Yeshua is Beach Hitzel, Hayavan, Bishop Pigo, Yotsuperm and Srofim, Simon and Srofim, Shinon of Beach Hitzel, Shlomi, and Hayavan, Bishop Pigo. Omama, Kayotse, Bishlamim, we could learn out. What were you referring to? Mike, Yotse, Bishlamim. I guess, Abachor, does Nechal, Shlayam, Laila Echor. How did you tend to learn it out from Shlomi? Vamai. Vamai, Adima, Mamet, Sino, your Ekalim, Vamala, Shlomi, came to a new Sviach, and the Sarim, Tom, to Miskas, and Bishop. No, the intent was to learn from Shlomim with the Klal Prado Klal. Yeah, but that's a trick of the Smicha Adadim, you know. So what? Rava said, Rava, and now learn them as a Klal Prado Klal. And you want to get all the way to a Luk Shema Shemitzara. Now, that's only true a little bit of Rabbi Meir, right? Does that mean Luk Shema Shemitzara? Now, look at the continuation. It says, Umotziani, and includes Milchus Tesachim Vadam. According to Rabbi Meir, we're not Motzi Milchus Tesachim. This is only going on the bit of Rabbana. Tetani Nische Beim Chayavin Alam Mishum Pigo Mishum Shadam Zevach Vatiran Nekarev, Div Rabbi Meir. Amrulo, wow, Alo Adam Eviyat Zevachav Ayom Nesachav Mikan Vadasar Yamim. Amalem Afani Lo Amati Alba Baim Mima Zevach. So now, how do you contradict yourself? Rav Yosef, well, it's neither. It's going a little bit of Rebbe. Rebbe holds Luk Shema Shemitzera, Matzinotav Shorele, because it's, we learned that out, Lagabe Mi'ila. So since Mina Matzinotav Shorele, makes sense to say that Matzinotav Mefaglele. Tetanya Luk Shema Shemitzera, Moalimbo Achi Zokadam, Nizokadam Lo Neni Velo Moalimbo, Rebbe Yomer Moalim, Achi Ten Matzinotav, Veshavim. Both the Chachomim and Rabbi Meir are made that, and Rabbi are made as also Bachila Achitain Matan Sheva this Mid Rabbanan and Matan Bahonan. The Ruach committed Rabbi Yirmiyahu. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. But Gav Rabbek Rav Yosef Lema Kal Milta. I mean, the Luga brother from the Atzvah, everybody's made that Matanotav Shorele. And Afa Pikain, nobody holds that they're Mefaglin. So don't tell me. Since we have a brilliant limud. Since Rebbe holds Matanota Varsharile, therefore Matanota Bafagrile. If it's Bobby Fnayatsmo, everybody holds Matanota Varsharile, right? And nobody holds his Bafagrile. The Tanya looks so much but Surachayamla Mishum Pigo, Mipne Shedam Matirola Bonot, the Rebbe Meir. Omrula the Rebbe Meir, Allah, Dami Vyashamak Shab, Velugo Mikanva Rasura Yami, Amarlam Afanilo Amati, Lubay Maharsha. So obviously, the fact that you agree that it's matiro doesn't mean it's mefaglo. But why should you think according to Rabbi it's any different? Elam Rabbi Yerba, Leyelam Rabbi Beri. I guess it's just a mistake. Sabevi kan nesachim. Om Rabbi, what kind of mistake? Leyelam lo tesme. Tana luga boim ha'asham, you're supposed to figure out yourself. That hu adin le nesachim ha'boim ha'mazema. Then it's tana nesachim ha'boim b'fnei atzma. You're supposed to figure out yourself. Who are the loga babi fleyatzma? Chatata of the mamatir besor lekoni. How do we know all these things? Menonimil. The Tony Levi kol korbanam is marvelu k'shem Hashem etzera. Saka daita chamina mina eish. Therefore, kotavakwana. This is not mina eish. Therefore, kamashbalan. Even though it's not mina eish. Lekol min chatam. What are you dead for? The rabot min chatam or min chat kanaut. Saka daita chamina. The only time that we have a mitzvah achila is ve'achlu otam asher kuparve. And since minchat ha'omer is coming to be matir chodam, and minchat kana'ut is coming levar avon, there's no achila b'chlo. Kamash v'lan. Ulekol chatatam lerabot chatataov.
Why do I need that? You suck that. I mean, it's an avela.
Lekol hashamam is marba hashanaz and hashametzera. Sata tachamina. These are coming to be makshir. Kamash malon hashametzera. It says beferish by Asher Metzera kechatat kasham nakoi. Sorry. Lerabot Hashem Nasir, just as the Torah was marba elsewhere, is what I meant. Asher Metzera. And then the pasuk continues on to say, Asher Yashivu, that's a reference to Gezel Ager. Lechahu, that means, Shelcha Yiyye, Afilu Kadesh Bo Ataisha.
The following is the daf from the previous daf Yomi cycle.
Daf Mem Dalet on the Aleph, the second book. The Mishnah gave us a clause. Kol sheyesh lo matirim, bein la'adam ben yomizdeach, chayavin alav bishul kibur. The general clause is that if I eat something which itself doesn't have any matir, such as the kemetz and the levena and all of the cases in the Mishnah, I'm not chayav. But if I eat something which itself has a matir, so then, I'm chayav al spiegel, reference to Zmanu's Machayav cards. Now, how do we know all of this? This is a little bit confusing because we're bringing here a brisa, and we're starting sort of in the middle in the brisa. This brisa actually discusses where do I know all of the rebuyim for what's included in Pigel, because remember that the Parsha Figo really only appears as many other dinim by the Korban Shlomim. Now the thing is that a Korban Shlomim has a number of special elements to it, and it may well be, if we don't have a ribui, that only those elements are Chayav and Figo. Those are the things we're going to go through here. I mean, remember that a Korban Shlomim, first of all, is brought for chutz, not for shlim, and you can eat it for 2 days with the night in between, not just for 1 day. And it has both batzer that is going to be eaten and a murim that are going to be nikrovim. I mean, other karbonos have other idiosyncrasies. So the brisa that we're about to discuss actually does come to discuss pigul. You know, the brisa will learn out from shlomim all of the other din, but in order to do so, it goes and shows how the other dinim that are derived from Shlomim, which include not only Pigo, but Tuma and Mesa, also we have to be marva the various elements. So the truth is, at the end of the Brisa, we come out that we compare all three elements to each other, because Mesa is learned from Tuma, with Xera Shava, Kibu, it says Kibu, the Akalalu, in both cases, and Pigo is learned from Mesa, with the lashon of Avona Yisam. But in the end, we need all of these diukim in order to be marba all of the korbanos for Pigo, Neser, the Tameh. So therefore, don't let it confuse you that we end up, that we seem to be talking about some of the other issues in the middle of Pigo, because the end result is that we compare them all to Jerusalem. So in the middle of this price, it says, Tana Rabbana, O eno meyi elakayotze bishlamim. So again, for our purposes, we might as well look at this as talking directly about people. How do we know that the pasuk im heachol yeachel? Remember this famous pasuk: im heachol yeachel mibisar zevach hashlamim bayom hashlishi figuru lo yiratzeh, which we know can't possibly mean what it says, because the Gemara said before, it was already kosher. How could you go back now 3 days later? Impossible. It doesn't make any sense. You didn't eat it at all. So therefore, the Gemara learned that earlier, that is a reference to someone who has a machshava of eating something after it's not. And that becomes now the source of the din of Pigul of Kutzlisman, right? And we learn out from it not only the Zevach HaShlamim, but also all Karbanos. So we start off like this. Maybe we should only be marba korbanos like shlamim, and we should say ma shlamim miyuchadim me'echalim lishnei yamim v'layla echad Maybe the only type of carbon that should have a din of pigo is a carbon that is eaten the way shlomim is eaten, that it has 3 days to eat. So the male, if you have a makshava, a chutz lezmanai, you're talking about a makshava for 3 days later. How about the type of carbon which is merka leyom v'layla, a regular carbon? All the other carbonis kimat are eaten only, even a carbon teda, which is like a carbon shlomim, is only eaten leyom v'layla. Minayin, how do we know that there's a din of pigo there too? Talmud lomar mibisar. Mibisar zevach ha-shlomim. That tells me, kol shishiyarav merkali. So wherever, but it doesn't have to say mibisar. So therefore, if there's a thing, wherever you have basar that's going to be eaten, then that's also given a din of pigo. Aha! But there are karbanos that don't have basar, such as a carbon oil. Eila doesn't have any basar that's eaten. So how about a carbon eila she'ein shi'areha ne'akol? And how do we know even a carbon eila? Talmud by my zevach. Zevach comes to include other carbonites that don't have basar. And how about minayin l'rabot, ha'ofot, ha'minachot, even things that aren't similar to the shlomim at all, such as carbonites ha'ov. Say that totally was marred by the din of shlomim for if people, so it should be at least an animal like shlomim, it should be a buck of its own, but even a bird. And how about if it's only vegetable matter, it's menophis. Achani marva lukshemen chometzera, until I get to the point where I could say that there's even an iser pigel on the lukshemen chometzera. Now you remember that this is a machlokas, we'll talk about this later on. We had a machlokas whether the dam ha'osham is matir the lukshemen chometzera, and that's the Gemara. We'll later discuss how this brisa fits in with that machlokas, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. But in any event, even things that the chalal are not really directly nageya a korban, a shrita, anything like it, doesn't even have a knisa. So how about those things? Therefore, continues the pasuk to tell me. And now, this pasuk is a reference to the chazora on the inyan of shlomim in Parshas Kedeshim. You will recall that at the beginning of Kedeshim Tiyu, we have the pasuk that almost duplicates the pasuk at the beginning of Vayikra about a shlomim. And there it says, "Bechitis b'chu zevach shlomim la'ashem l'ritzon nechem tizbachuhu, b'yom zivchachem ye'achne alonim ochorat, v'anotar ad yom ha'shlishi b'eish yisoreit," which is fine, didn't matter. And there too it says, "V'im he'achol ye'achel b'yom ha'shlishi, pigulu lo yerasseh, yochlav avono yisah, Yes, Kodesh Hashem Chilel. This is the Chilel that we use, Chilel, Chilel, to teach me the dinim of Tuma, compare them to Pinot. So since it says over here, it adds over here, Asher Him Magdishim Li, so that comes to tell me anything that remarkage Dakarit Borok. Now, once we know that, Osi Noser Chilel, Chilel, Mi Tuma, so now the din of Noser, I can include from that chilul. Yes, Kodesh Hashem chilul. Kodesh Hashem chilul is the same lashon of chilul that we find by kiyakalalu, by eating bituma. So memela, we now know that these two issues are related. And once we know these two issues are related, we can already learn out the din from Ovon Ovon as well. Tigo, we learn out Ovon Ovon Minos, because the Torah includes all three of these parshas together. Later the Gemara is going to discuss, not today, about Adover HaLomad Migzera Shava, Chazur Malamed Migzera Shava, because we already know that there's a problem of Lomad Min HaLomad. Now, the question that the Gemara wants to know is, Miachash Yisafod HaRabot Kol Davar, so why then does the Torah make such a big fuss about shlomim? Why did it say in Yachel 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 Mitzar Zevach Hashlomim? I mean, well, it has nothing to do with shlomim, does it? It does, you see. Because what we do want to learn out of shlomim is not the type of carbon, but rather the concept. And just like shlomim המיוחדים שיש להם מתירים בין האדם בין המזבח. Shlamim have matirin. There's matirin either to Adam, and that is the bottom of the shlamim that's eaten by the baalim, or to the mizbeach. It has the emurim that need to be put on the mizbeach only after the zrikas Adam is matir them to mizbeach. Koshi yesh lo matirin bein Adam la bein mizbeach, chayavim aleihem mishum pigul, and therefore the eila is pigul because dama matir tisara la mizbeach. It's or zit mutar lekoani, and eila sa'of as well. The dam is matir the bosa to the mizbeach. Echata sa'of, the dam is matir the bosa to the koani. Nothing is put on the mizbeach from the echata sa'of. The porim and nisrafim, and the seirim and nisrafim, damam is matir esemureim nikareim. Even though I burn the bosa of the porim, the seirim and nisrafim, I still do have to bring the emurim on the mizbeach hakitzein, like any other korban. Therefore, the dam that I sprinkle inside is matir the emurim. Motziani, and now I know the source of our Mishnah that says, forget about a chiyuv of pigul when it comes to komez or levena or k'teres or minchas keanim, where nothing is separate. There's no separate matir and separate korban or minchas mikrei mashiach or the minchas pesachim. Or the dam. It's a matana. It's one of the gifts that is given to the Kohen. No. It's not like butter with it.
This is a material.
Yeah.
Just like the dam is.
It's a matir for use. It's not essential, though. Even if I wouldn't have had that, for instance, by Chatas Ha'ov, I don't have anything. By Olas Ha'ov, I don't have anything similar. I don't have to say that there's dam that's matir something to the kohen. He doesn't have anything, but he does. It is matir the bus from his bath. It's sufficient. It would have been sufficient by an Ola too. Now we know that this brisa can't be going according to everybody because we know the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Shita is that only things that I do that are similar to Shlomim in terms of being bachutz, but things that are bifnim, he argues on this part of Manisrafim and Seirim Manisrafim. So Rabbi Shimon on there, if you're learning from Shlomim, you have to have that fundamental similarity to Shlomim. Just like Shlomim or Miyuchadim, Sheyeshno ala Mizbach HaKitzon V'chayavim alav, of course Sheyeshno ala Mizbach HaKitzon V'chayavim alav Mishul Pigo. But things that don't go on the Mizbeach Achitzon are not learned from Shlomim. Therefore, Yasu Porim HaNisrafim, Useirim HaNisrafim, Ho'il Ve'inam Al Mizbeach Achitzon Kishlamim, Ein Chayavim Alav Mishum Pigu. So this now represents all of the Shitas, the Limudim for all of the Dinim that we saw in our Mishnah, the rule that Koshei Shlomatirim, the Machlokes of Rabbi Shimon, who holds it has to be similar to Shlomim, in Nasa Bachutz. And now we're going to go over, step by step, the limud that we just had. So the first thing we said was, how do we know that the din of pigul, which is said by Shlomi, would apply to other korbanos that are not similar to Shlomi? Maybe they would only apply to korbanos that are similar to Shlomi. What are those korbanos that are similar to Shlomi? What did we mean? Omar, you said kayotse b'shlamim, things like shlamim. What did you mean? I meant a bechor, because the only other carbon that is eaten like a shlamim is a bechor, that it's neta l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. It has the same din as the shlamim. Now, when you say that you would have known the bechor, can you tell me how you would have known the bechor? Would you have learned the Bechorah just logically? You would have said, Ma'amatzinu b'shlamim, that it's nechal b'shneyamim v'layla echad, so to a Bechor, that's nechal b'shneyamim v'layla echad, it's as a din of pigul? That doesn't make sense. Even Ma'amatzinu, if you want to learn it out from simple logic, that it sounds the same. I can easily show you that it's different. You all know by now what the difference is, the tremendous difference between a Bechor and a shlamim. But a shlamim is more common than a Bechor, isn't it? Because Ikala Mirpaka can easily say, Mala Shlamim, she came to Unim Smicha, Nisachim, Utunufas Kozavashom.
Remember, the important difference between a shlamim and the other korbanos are similar to shlamim, like the korban Pesach, the korban Bechor, the korban Maaser, are all different in this one thing, that a korban shlamim requires the smich of the violin. It requires nesachim that are brought after I bring the korban. And there's also a chiyah to be mainif because of a shofar that has been given to the kohen. Now that's a big chumra, right? So maybe the din of that we find by shlamim of pigol is only on karbonis that have those chumras that require to do feschaz of a shofar, that require a nesachim, that require the bialim to do smicha. How would I know that a karbon that is like shlamim, that it's nechal, shneyam, and v'lai lechal, but it doesn't require these things? Why would I think that it's the same as a shlamim, for heaven's sakes? Yeah, well, I can't learn it out, though. I always can do that. I always can say malah b'chor. I can say vice versa, too. That's certainly true. I mean, there's other things that you could say. I mean, a shlamim is kedusha, a carbon, the chor is kedusha, same irachem. A shlamim isn't kedusha, same. There's a lot of difference. Chor isn't proper, netiv, and adavik. That's not the point. But we could certainly, and it does this point out, that we often do the opposite, and we show that the bechor is less similar to shlamim, because it's not going benetiv and adavik. But that isn't the issue over here. We're looking to what the Tanakh could possibly have meant. The only thing that seems similar to shlamim is bechor. But even bechor we couldn't have learned that. So what was he referring to? No, the Tana, this brisa, remember, is the middle of a series of limudim in the Torah's Kayani. The brisa is being semech on the klal prat of klal. And the klal prat of klal is based on im he'achol ye'achel. So we have a klal and a klal, he'achol ye'achel, which is followed by a lot of pratim. Yipsar, Zeva, Shlomi, which we dash. So therefore, we wouldn't learn it out from a Ma'asad. We would learn it out from a Klal Prat of Klal. Ineacho, Yeachel. Ineacho, Yeachel. A trick clothes is a smichelad, don't you know? Where's that a Klal Prat of Klal? That's a Klal Klal of Prat. Right? Ineacho, Yeachel. And then you say, Yipsar, Zeva, Shlomi. Amar Rava says, Rava, that's not a problem. We've already had this numerous times before. Kiriyam Rebbe Ma Rava, Kol Makom, Shatam of Seh, Shnei Klalot, Asmuchim, Zelazeh, Hatel Prat Beinehem, Vedu Neim Beklal of Prat. The general rule is, as they say in Eretz Yisrael, where you find two klolim, one next to each other, like Heachol Yachem, take all of the protim, insert them between the two klolim, and learn it as a klal prat of klal. So, I would have learned out Heachel Yachel, but I would have said, the third is coming to be Marbe, the Yom HaShlishi, it's coming to be Marbe, Dapka Bechor, which is eaten by Yom HaShlishi. How do we know to be Marbe other carbonas? Be Besar. How do we know to be Marbe even carbonas that don't have Besar? From Zeva, and so on, as we did over here. And then you want to even go so far as to say, that I'll be marbe even things like lok shemem shemitzora. Now, of course, how many really made it? I mean, it seems to be going only like Rebbe Meir, no? Because Rebbe Meir says lok shemem shemitzora chayavim alav mishum pigo. Remember, we had you're stealing from the president.
I figured I'd let him rest.
Notice you. He already offered. So we'll So the problem that wouldn't be so terrible, except that we can show you that there's a contradiction. If the Reish is going according to Rebbe Meir, we said is the one who holds that Luk Shemet Shemetzer is considered to be a davar sheyesh lo matirin. What's the matirin according to Rebbe Meir? The dam of the Asher Mitzera is matir to Luk Shemen according to Rebbe Meir. So that's only going like Rebbe Meir. But then look at the continuation. Then it says Umotzi ani and I exclude minchat nitzachim the dam. Now wait. Minchat nitzachim is that's going to Rabbanan. The time nitzchei beima chayavim alayam mishum pigul. The same Rebbe Meir who holds
that the dam of the Arsham is matir the Luk Shemen, and therefore the Luk Shemen is considered to be a Dovash Yeshua Matiri, right? That it comes from, I'm using Dovash Yeshua Matiri similar to, of course it's not, Dovash Yeshua Matiri is really a din in Bito. Don't get confused. Dovash Yeshua Matiri means something that's also that I can find a answer for.
Right.
This is a Dover that has Matiri in Bein La'adam, Bein La'mizbeach. It's a borrowed, a cute borrowed term. So, just like Rabbi Meir holds that the Luk Shemen is something that has Matirin and therefore is Aser, he also holds the Nesokim have Matirin because he holds that the carbon is Matir, the Nesokim for the Mizbeach. If I don't bring the Dam of the carbon, I don't bring the Nesokim. So how can you have in the same Brisa, the Reisha says, even including Luk Shemen Shabbatzera, which is Rabbi Meir Shita, and the Sefer says, and therefore that excludes the Nesachim, which according to Rabbi Meir should be included, not excluded. So how do you make up your mind? Is he going like Rabbi Meir? Is he going like the Rabbanan? So that last part that says the Nesachim is going like Rabbanan, the Tanya Nitzche Behema. The Brisa says that according to Rabbi Meir, the Nesachim of the Behema, Chayavim Aleim Mishum Pigo Mishum Tama Zevach Matiran Mikarei, Divrei Rabbi Meir. And the Chachamim say, that's not what it says here. And the Chachamim say back to him, Omru lo, ah, come on, man, alo adam mevi et zivko hayom, v'nesachim mikana ad asara yamim. How can you say that the dam of the Zevach is matir the Nesachim? If I can bring the Nesachim 10 days later and didn't even exist at the time of the dam, it can't be matir something theoretically. So obviously, it's not really that the dam is matir. Turns around Rabbi Meir and he says to them, okay, afanin lo amati ala babayin ima Zevach. I wasn't saying that if you bring the Nesachim b'fnei atzmam, that the dam is matir. I'm saying in a case where you bring the Nesachim together with the korban, in that case the dam is matir. Of course, the Rabbanan holds it theoretically, you can bring it separately. So obviously, there's no innate connection between the two. But in any event, we have a contradiction. First, it says the Luk Shemen is considered to be a davash yeshua matir in la'adam, and then you turn around and you say Nesachim are considered not to have matir. So is it Rabbi Meir or is it the Rabbanan? Comes along Rabbi Yosef with an ingenious answer. Rabbi Yosef says like this, actually it's neither. Because there is a shita that holds, that, and that's Rabbi shita, as we'll see in a moment, that the Luk Shemen Shel Metzera has Matirin, but it's not the Dam. Remember that the Seder of the Luk Shemen is that you sprinkle, the Kohen sprinkles the Shemen towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he puts the Shemen on the toe, and on the big toe, and on the big, on the thumb, of the, and on the ear of the Mitzvah. And then the leftovers are eaten to the Kayani. Rebbe holds that those Zerikos that you do towards the Heichal are what's Matir, the Luk Shemen. So in the same way that a Dam is Matir a Korban, the Zrika of the Shemen is Matir the Shemen. So it's not that the Dam is Matir, it has its own Matir. And the leftovers are the equivalent of, like, say you take the Kmitza from the Mincha, and the leftover now is certainly the Dover that was Hutar al Yedei HaKmitza, if it's not in Kohen, the Mincha B'Kohen, and that's considered to be Dover Sheyesh L'Matir. And so too, the oil that's left over is the oil that was Hutar through the Shemen that you sprinkled.
It wasn't
kosher.
Why was this mentioned until now? Where was it until now?
When
we held that the
Dam. Well, let's see whether we even like it first before you ask that. Amr of Yezhev Money Rebbe. The Amr Log Shemon Shemitzoran Matnotav Sharule. Rebbe is the author of the Shita who holds that only if you do the Zrika of the Log Shemen, the Matana is towards the Heichal. That's what's matir the Shemen to be used. And if the matanot are matir to be used, then by extension we can say then that the matanot also cause it to become pigo. Now, of course, this is a great leap. Because, I mean, we've never discovered a concept of pigo on Stam Zrika in the air towards the Eichel. I mean, pigo had very, very well-defined issues. We have specifically the Shechita, and the Kabbalah, and the Halacha, and the Zrika, And that was all on the Mizbeach. We learned it out from Shlomim. I mean, this extension to say that I sprinkle in the air towards the Eichel, I'm in the middle of the Azorah, that creates Pigel, even if it does create Hefer. I understand it creates Hefer, but I mean, where do we see it in a Pigel? Okay, but this is what Rebbe holds. This is what Rebbe Yosef holds. Since Rebbe holds that there is a Hefer on the Shemen from the Azorah, so therefore, by extension, I should assume that the Hazaya also can create Pigel, but not because the Dam of the Ashram is being moderate, like Rebbe Meir says. No. It's a new Shita here. Rebbe rejects the relationship between the Lukshevan and the Dam, just as he rejects the Nisakim and the Dam, which accounts for the last part that says over here that the Nisakim are not considered to be Davashi Yeshleh and Matirin from the Dam. But Rebbe does hope that there's another Matir, not the Dam, but rather the Hazoya.
Would the Dam be Nagaya?
The Dam's not Nagaya.
It wouldn't be Nagaya. Okay. It would still be Matir with the Hazoya.
You could bring it by itself, the Lukshem Hashem Matir. You don't have to bring it with an Osh. The Tanya. Where do we see that Rebbe holds that the Matanes are the Matir? Luke, it says in the Brisa, of Luke, Shem and Shemitzorah, Moalimbo, there's a din of Me'ila on it, Achi Yizrok Hadam. Nizrok Hadam, Lo Neniv Lo Moalim. Once the Dam, now this obviously is not what Rebbe holds, right? Once you're Zerg the Dam of the Yasham, then already you're not going to be Me'il on the Shemin, because now the Shemin is Mutter to use, and Kol Sheishul Heter, the Kohanim, there's no din of Me'ila. However, Midrabbanan, we don't allow you to use it. Everybody agrees in that, because we want you first to do the necessary Hazayot, and the Matanot, and the Bon Yado, and Bon Raglo, and so on. Rebbe Omer, whereas Rebbe says, no, you're still Me'il on the Shemin, even though you already brought the Dam of the Asham, which proves that what? That there's no Heter Lekohanim Midiraisa, until such time as you did the actual matanis. Ad shiitain matanotav. Veshavdina, everybody agrees that even if you gave those matanot, meaning that you sprinkled it towards the heichal, you're not allowed to eat it. Okay, I understand there's no me'ila, but min rabbanon it's osur ba'achila. Ad shiitain matan sheva u'matan bahonot. You have to give not only the Matan Sheva, which is the Diraisa for the Tzerek of the Aveda itself, but also you have to put it on his Behonot, which is the Tzerek of the Tahiras HaMetzerah. In any event, what do we see from here? That according to Rebbe, Midiraisa, it's the Hazoya of the Shemen that's Matir, not the Dam that's Matir. So by extension, I can also say that in the same way the Hazoya is Matir, the Hazoya can also create Pigel. Amruah lekameh. So they said over Rabbi Yosef's mimer that this is, you're going according to Rebbe, which sounds ingenious. They said it over to Rabbi Yirmiyah, that's the way you understand the Brice. And Rabbi Yirmiyah said, oh my God, I can't believe what it's Rabbi Yosef is a big man. Rabbi Yosef is a big man. How could he say something so stupid? Gavra Rabba for Rabbi Yosef, Lema Pihon Mil says, someone who's so great like Rabbi Yosef should make the mistake of thinking that what Rebbe holds, Lagabe, the heter of the Shemin, has something to do with Pigo. How do you create Pigo just because it has a heter? Look, let me ask you something. Suppose you would bring the Luk Shema Chometzera a few days later. You could bring the Luk Shema Chometzera whenever you want. It's not necessarily connected to the Yashem. Suppose you bring the Luk Shema Chometzera separately. Okay, now, nobody argues in that case. Even Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir doesn't say that if you bring it separately that the Dam is Matir. Just like Rabbi Meir said to the Chachamim by the Nisachim, he said, well, I wasn't referring to a case where you bring the Nisachim 10 days later. I was only referring to a case where you bring the Nisachim together with the actual Korban. The same thing is true. Hello? Do I have your attention? Do I have your heart? Do I have your involvement? Do I have your care? Your care! Your concern! Is your heart pounding to know what he's going to say, Rabbi Yirmiyah, about Rabbi Yosef?
If I stop right now to close the Gemara, would you be shaken to the core?
Wait for it tomorrow.
You wouldn't be able to wait till tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
And you're at the edge of your seat. Okay, so then we can continue. So now, in the case where the Luk Shemit comes by itself, Rabbi Meir certainly says, I never would have said about a case like that that the Dam is Matya, right? So what would be true, even according to Rabbi Meir? Forget about Rabbi for a minute, all right? According to Rabbi Meir, what would be true? What's Matya? The Luk Shemit Shemit Seira. Obviously, if it's not the Dam of the Asham, he also agrees that you need to have the Matanot of the Luk Shemen to be Matrits. They're Dekule Alma, Matanotav Sharole. But even though the Matanot are the only thing that's Matir, the Luk Shemen, nobody says in that case that you can have Pigel. Well, the Fadmanle, Rabbi Meir never says, well, of course, I agree with you in that case, the Matanot are the things that's Matir. He never says that the Matanot can be Mafadel. I'll prove it to you. The time. Luk Shemen Shalvetzorah Kayavina Lo Bishum Pigo If they should dam Matirol Lebaonot. Here's Rabbi Meir's mimer. The dam is Matir. So the Chachamim say to Rabbi Meir, ah, how can you say such a thing? My dear Rabbi Meir, Halo Adam Meviya Shemaak Shavu Lugo Mikan Vatatzorah Yomim. What about me? The guy can bring his Luk Shemen 10 days later. So it wasn't even in existence at the time that you were Matir with the dam. How could you be Matir with the dam? Come on, then. Amaran, so he said to them, well, Afanilo Amarti, Ella Bavoi Ma'asham, I never suggested that you could be Bafagel in the Shemen if you didn't bring it with the Usher. I only was referring to a case where you did bring it with the Usher. Now, why the heck doesn't Rabbi Meir say? Well, in that case, the Matanot are Bafagel. What do I mean necessarily, the Dam? So you see, Rabbi Meir is saying there's no such thing as Kegel on the Luk Shemen Shemen Seira, unless the Dam of the Ashram was Matir. So where in the world would you get the idea that Rebbe, who basically agrees with the only difference between Rebbe and Rebbe Meir, is where you brought the Luk Shemen together with the Dam. Fine! So in that case, Rebbe holds what Rebbe Meir holds in a case where it wasn't brought together with the Dam, okay? So let's even say so. Did Rabbi Meir go ahead and say in the case where you brought it without the Dam, but then the Matanah is from the Fagel? The fact that something is Matir means it's the Fagel. We've never heard of such a thing. Tegel is a din, a special din, in Avedat HaKarbonos. Now whoever said that the Azayah of Shemen of a Mitzvah had something to do with the Avedat HaKarbonos, that it should create it in a Tegel, that's mad. There's no such basis. I mean, there's no prophet. There's nothing that says that. Where would you get that idea from? So this idea of Rabbi Yosef, that he wants to learn that it's Rabbi, it makes no sense whatsoever. He's trying to pull a rabbit out of a hat. I'll tell you, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, I'll tell you the real pshat. Elam Rabbi Yirmiyah, there's no problem. If you're willing to change a little gears here and there. So the truth is, it's actually going like Rabbi Meir, and just cut out that little word about the Nesachim. Cut it out. Anyway, you'll remember back in the Mishnah we had problems because there was another Gears that included Nesachim, and Rashi said, don't include the Nesachim because the Nesachim is a machlokas later on. People get mixed up with the Nesachim, cross out the Nesachim. Abaya says, what do you have to cross anything out for? I have a perfect shot. Without causing any problems. Listen for a moment with the tragedy. Just figure this out yourself. It's beautiful. The truth is that the Nesachim and the Luk Shemen are the same. Correct? In both cases, Rabbi Meir holds that the Dam is Matir. The Dam of the Ashram is Matir, the Luk Shemen. But in the Nesachim, he holds the Dam of the Korban is Matir, the Nesachim. In both cases, the Chachamim scream at Rabbi Meir, and what about if he brings it 10 days later? And in both cases, separately, but in both cases we found that Rabbi Meir said, okay, I was only talking about a case where it's brought together. No. So the answer is right there, written in big letters. Since Luk Shemen Shemen Seira and the Nesachim are interchangeable, if I want to bring out the sheet of Rabbi Meir, I'll bring one example, one of them where it's brought together with the Zeva, and one of them where it's not brought together with the Zeva. So both statements are true. I can include Luk Shemen Shemen Seira, and of course Nesachim, where it's brought together.
I can exclude Nisachim, and of course, Lug Shemesh HaMetzera, when it's not brought together. So I bring an example of one to drive you crazy, that you sit there, wow, what was going on? How come it says this, that, 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 that? And then you go, like, oh, of course, we're using one example of this and one example of that. And it works out beautifully. I'll leave it to Rebbe Meir. That's the best way to provide what the Gemara always provides, density of information. Because the mitzvah to use the most dense way to possibly give over information. So now, in saying it this way, have I confused you? Considerably. Did you have to spend half a daf yomi on it? Yes, you did. And the answer is right there, fully right the whole time. And therefore, it says, I'm buying it, v'yolam lo tisnei. Don't cross out the nisachim. The point is that the Braita was including the Lug Shemen that is coming together with the Yasha as an example of a case where there would be people. And of course, who are the Nisachim? Same thing would be true about Nisachim. That is, if they would be brought together with the Zevah. Then it says to exclude Nisachim, meaning that are not coming with the Zevah. And of course, the same thing would be true of the Lug Shemen, if it was coming without the Zevah. So, Vahada Tana Nisachim, meaning Habaim Bifnei Asman, Vuhu Adin, the Lug Haba Bifnei Asman, then it would be exactly the same aloha if the Lug Shemen came on its own. Everything makes beautiful sense. I can see that look of relief and joy on all of your faces. There's no pigle when it comes by itself on either of them.
What about the thought of pigle on the something which can come at any time?
There isn't.
We just said that. With together with the.
No, with. He's so saying, since in the case where you bring it with, it has the same din as the zemma. So therefore, the bomb and the zemma are not.
Well,
it always has those limits, except when do the limits start? Start from the time that you bring the nazir. If you bring it together with the korbans, then it's part of the korban. If not, it's like a separate korban.
2 days ahead.
Yep. That's right.
The activator of the table when it's brought with the zebra,
the dam
is not the.
Not the matanis. Only the dam.
Only the dam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Despite the fact that there's another matzah, which according to Rabbi, which was the matzah,
right?
Yeah, what does that have to do with it? He's talking about a different issue. He's talking about at what point it's become mutter to use this shemen for the kohen. We have many examples. We have many examples of cases where you need more than one thing to be matzah. What's the big deal? Oh, fine. Zog to Gemara. We continue on to say that the chatas ha'uf dama matir b'sara l'kohanim. We give different examples of how far we want to take this. Now, I'm not quite sure that I saw how you got all the way to these cases. Well, you went to chatas ha'uf all the way to l'chamash and etc. I'd like to see that the yukim in the pasuk. That's, I mean, why don't I stop? I mean, why don't I say, okay, only animals, and say, okay, fine. But even birds, but not vegetables. I mean, give me another. Even vegetables, okay, but not the Lug Shemen that doesn't have it, so on and so forth. Doesn't have anything under this bayah. Show me where you're deriving this from. Says the Gemara Minanidi, what really is the marker of all this? It's a ton of labor. As Levi points out, in the din of the matanes which are given to Aaron, remember that they are all reviewed in Parshas Pinchas. We go in Parshas Terech, which we go over all of the Etzim Arba Matanot Kuna because of Terech's Machlokes, and it says over there Kol Korbanam is Marba everything, even the Lug Shemen Shamitzera that is given to the Kohanim. Now, otherwise, I wouldn't. It doesn't say it's given to the Kohanim, because after all, it does say. It says, "V'zeh yelecha mikodesh hakodashim min ha'esh." Right? So I might have thought, "Daka min ha'esh." How do I know things that aren't given to the esh at all? Like the Lug Shemen Shamitzera. Who's to say that they go to kohanim? Therefore, min ha'esh kaz rachmona. I love motar min ha'esh. This isn't left over from the fire from his bayah. Kamash malon kol korbanah, including even the Lug Shemen Shamitzera. Then it says, L'kol min chatzam. What is that kol coming to be marva that's given to the kohanim? Because again, whatever we saw by pigol,
I mean, that doesn't teach us what's given to the Kohen, and I don't know. I mean, you're taking it for granted. Well, after all, the Yerla Sa'ov is given this way, and the Chatzazov is given this way, and the Luk Shem, and how do I know? Because Kol Min Chasam, that's marva that the Kohanim even get the Minchas HaOmer and the Minchas HaSeita, which is called the Minchas Kanaut. Why would I think those Korbanos are different? Because Sa'akada Techamina. I might have thought that since the Kohanim are told Ba'achlu Tam Asher Kupar Bahem, that the ones that bring the kapara get to eat the korba. But a minchas ha'omer isn't coming for a kapara. A minchas ha'omer is coming to be matir chodesh. So maybe the Kohanim don't get it. That's lahatiras. A minchat kana'ut of a sota is not coming as a kapara. It's coming to determine whether she's the mayor of Eretz of her husband. Levarer avon ka'adze. That's coming to make the drinking of the water effective. Kamash Balam, Lekol Minchatam, even Minchata Omer Minchata Kanaut. And then when it says Lekol Chatatam, what does that include? That's coming to be Marva Chatata Ob. And why would I think Chatata Ob is different? Because I don't check it! Who ever heard of a human being eating food that wasn't checked? What, a guy goes, imagine. What? Like, yes? Well, or anything animal, a bird. So I'm going to take a bird that somebody put their nail through the back of the neck, and I'm going to eat it. It's an avera. So I might have thought, Sagarat Rina Nebe Lahi, Kamashman, Luko Katatam, that there is a different heter for Echata Sa'ot than for other food. Lechol Ashaman, and what is the Kol Asham? That's to be Marban Asham Nazir and Asham Metzera. Why would I think that they're.
But the
Pasuk says,
Malik is
Rasha.
Well,
we look at what the Pasuk says. How can it happen to me? It doesn't say you can eat it. Just put it on the Mizbeah. I mean, it says put Chalav on the Mizbeah, too. Doesn't mean you eat Chalav. So, how do I know an Asham Mazin and Asham Metzera are also given to the Kohen? Because, I mean, I would have thought, Sakadate, Chamina Lahashirkaat. Those things that are coming, as we said, to be Mechaper, okay, that's included. But Asham Nazir, Asham Metzer is not coming to be Mechaper. They're coming, basically, to be Matir, them to eat Kachi. Gamashvon, they're bringing the whole Ashaman. But Asham Metzer, it says the famous. It says, it's compared Kikachatat Ka Ashamu. So why would I think that a coin can't eat an Asham Metzer? True. Well, Rabot, what it should say is, Rabot Asham Nazir Ki Asham Mitzvah. The same way that the Asham Mitzvah is eaten, so too is the Asham Nazir. And then it says, Asher Yashivu. What is given back? That is supposed to go to the Kohen. Zeg Gezel HaGer. If someone steals from a Ger, and the Ger dies, now this person wants to do tshuva, and he comes, and normally, he would pay back an heir of the person he stole from. He brings his carbon and he pays an extra chamishis, yasifalot, and so on. But if the person doesn't have an heir, which would only be a reference to Gezel HaGer, so there, it's given to the Kohen. Lechahu, and it says lecha, it's coming to tell me that these carbonot, these matanot are yours. It's not that they are gifts that you have a right to eat, but that it's not really your property. The mashlon is your property, and therefore you can use it even to make kiddushin. Remember the rabbi, one of the new things is you have to ask, is this your ring? You know, is it worth a shiva? They're always adding to what you're supposed to do at the chasna. So over here, we now have this thing, just to make sure. You ask a Kohen, is this your ring? And he'll say, well, no, actually, it was Gezel HaGer. And, it wasn't really, you can't, it's not a good wedding. No, comes along with her to say that this is yours. You can even make out of
this. Did you pack the suitcase?
What? Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer Mishum Rabbi Yossi. No, the actual thing. It's his. No, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives it to him. Kono Hashem Nosno Lekoni. It's one of the Chof Dalet Matanot Kuhuna. One of the 24 matanos that are given to the Kohanim. Don't tell me you have problems with the Kohanim taking all of our money. We've been through this issue, and the earth has a tendency to be rather unstable if you ask too many questions. I wouldn't advise it.
We're not going to have any shot on what a Kohen gives up. It's a fair trade.
Trust me, guys, if you know
so,
you
can
trust me.
If he ate
the sheep that he stole from the Ger.
Yeah, of course, he would give the value, obviously.
He gives the money.
Yes, I thought you meant, can the Kohen keep the item? No, of course, it's a din in money, yeah. So Rebbe Elazar ben Bishum ben Yosi, Pigel the davar anas epechutz, Pigel. Now here we have a further question. Remember, we had the discussion about whether there's a din of pigel only in things similar to shlamim, which are outside. But there's a different issue. It's also the question of what aveda were you doing when you made the pigel? Because you could be doing an aveda bifnim. Forget about whether the thing that you're going to eat is something that it has a heter bifnim. The guy is doing, let's say this Kohen is doing a zrika on the mizbeach apnimi, but his machshava is for something that's done on the mizbeach hachitzon. For instance, the shirayim. So let's say he has kavan at the time that he's doing the zrika on the mizbeach hazahav to be shofet shirayim chutz lezmanah. Does it become people? That's a different question. Now, the inverse question, at the time that he's doing the shechita, for instance, which is done b'chutz, he has the kavana to do the zrika b'fnim, chutz l'zmana. So there's two ways. Remember that pigul always has three components: what you're doing, to what you're doing, and what you are eating in order to be chayav on the karas. We talked about this yesterday, because it's easy to get confused between them. So over here now, what Rebbe Elazar is coming to say is that either of these issues can be important to determining whether it's pigul. Whether you're doing the Aveda B'fnim and your Machshav is on something B'chutz, or whether you're doing the Aveda B'chutz and your Machshav is on something B'fnim. Neither of those cases is similar to Shlomim. So pigel the davar ha'naseh b'fnim, lo pigel. Ketzah. Let me show you what I mean. Hayomei B'chutz, let's say this coin is now, B'chutz of course means in the Azorah, doesn't mean chutz in B'chutz. He's in the Azorah. And he's saying, Harveni Shochet, I'm going to do this Shechita, Al Menat LaHazot Midamo LaMachar, in order to do the Hazoya inside of the Eichel tomorrow. It's not Pigul. Why? Because although it's an Achshav B'chutz, but it's about a Davar Naaseh Bifnim. So therefore it doesn't count. How about vice versa? He's Aime Bifnim, and he says, Va'amar, Harini Mazeh, I'm doing this Hazayat Adam on the Mizbeach Hazahav towards the Parochet. Al Menat La'Aktirei Murim or Lishpok Shirayim L'Machar. And my intent is tomorrow, the wrong day, to bring the Murim on the Mizbeach Hachitzon, which is where I bring the Murim even of the Parimah Nisrof and Shirayim Nisrof, or to do the Shvicha Shirayim, assuming that the Shvicha Shirayim is indeed something that is active over here. In all of these cases, lo pigel. Because over there, even though what he was thinking about was something that was done b'chutz, but it's a machshava b'fnim on a davar ha'naseh b'chutz. Actually, it wouldn't even matter if it's ma'akev. Aval, forget about the aval, which doesn't make sense. Haya omeid b'chutz, if he was standing outside, and he was also thinking about something that's done outside. So he says, for instance, Haredi Shochet, I'm about to do the Shechita here in the Azara, in order to be Shofek Shirayim, which is also done outside in the Azara, L'Makar, or L'Aktirei Murim L'Makar, over there and only over there is it Pigul, because it's a Makshava B'chutz, about a something that is a Dover HaNaaseh B'chutz. Therefore, you have only those cases that you can derive from the Shlomim. Omer Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Maikro, where do you see this? Because it says, Kasher Yuram Mishor Zevach Hashem. That's very strange pasuk to tell me in the middle of the din of the Parkoin Mashiach week, a reference to the Shlomi. It says, Kasher Yuram Mishor Zevach Hashem. Now look, remember that the Parkoin Mashiach mentions every last thing, down to the Shteakla Yot and the Yoteret HaKaved. There's nothing added by saying Kasher Yuram Mishor Zevach Hashlamim. I'm sorry, I mean, it makes absolutely no sense. Why does it mention Kasher Yuram Mishor Zevach Hashlamim? Sechil Ma'olamadnu Mishor Zevach Hashlamim. What in the world do we learn by mentioning Mishor Zevach Hashlamim that wasn't said to Feirush in the Parkoin Mashiach? Remember, we learn out everything for the Parkoin Mashiach. Even the Parhelam Shavu Shal Tzibur, we have to derive the din of Yoteret, Ushteach Loyot, remember, and your daf from Shabbos. We have to learn that out of the Parkoin Mashiach. For God's sake, what are you adding by comparing it to the Shor Zevach Hashlamim? Ela! I'll tell you, says the Gemara. What Rabbi Yeshua and Levi says, Ela Matish Parkoin Mashiach, Shor Zevach Hashlamim, what it's coming to tell me is to apply the dinim of the Shor Zevach HaShlamim to the Parkoin Mashiach, and to tell me, Ma Shor Zevach HaShlamim, Achi Yu Ma'atzav U'machshevotav, both the Ma'atzah that he's doing, meaning the Avodah that he's doing, and the Machshava, meaning the thing that he's thinking about doing, to get this to be Pigo, have to be on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, Av Parkoin Mashiach, Achi Yu Ma'atzav U'machshevotav, both on Mizbeach HaChitzon. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Baravua, Omer Rav, Halacha K'Rabbi Elazar, that's how we paskin. It has to be that the thought and the thought about which are both Bachutz. Omer Rav, what do you mean Halacha? When you look at the Mashiach, what's going on? You're paskining Halacha for your Yavos HaMashiach. I mean, when the Beit HaMikdash is built, you got a Shaila. I mean, maybe Eliyahu HaNavi will be there. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be there. Who needs your Pesach Halacha? We have who to ask. Thank you very much. You're passing now, and then nobody's going to take your Pesach into consideration anyway. So, on something that's not Halacha L'Maaseh, why are we discussing this? Omar Rabbeinu, you might as well throw out the whole Kachim. I understand. Can I ask the Kol Shechitas Kachim? Why don't we throw out Zvokim? Zvokim is called Shechitas Kachim because Shechitas Chulin also starts the same way. It starts by Shechitas. We call that Shechulim. The second Shechulim is called Shechitas Chulim. The second Zvachim is called Shechitas Kachim, because it talks about the same dinim, but in terms of Kachim. So anyway, let's throw out all the Sechta. Oh, you don't like the Sechta. So shall we skip Kachim, maybe? You could say, Yochas on the Mashichu. I mean, nobody ever said that. Eladrosh Mekabel Sachar. And everybody was saying, look, we've got to learn these halachas, and we get the scar being Asik in the Karbonis, as if we actually brought the Karbonis. Hakinami, what's wrong with them saying the halacha, the Al-Sidrosh Makabal scar? Says Rabbi, it's not the point I'm making. What I'm also coming up and I'm trying to ask you is, what are we talking about? Hilchasa. Don't say Hilchasa, be Asik in the Sugya. Don't say Hilchasa. Hilchasa means this is the way that the sugya tends my law. I don't need to know that. Or Mishnakrina, in other words, I'm like halacha kamina. Even Yochasa I'm ready to accept, because Yochasa is an insight into the surah of the sugya. Telling you the surah of the sugya is mashma, whatever, that's fine. But to go and be paskening halacha, that's what we said over here. Halacha karebi alazim shaman mishum rebios. But that doesn't make any sense. You don't write a shulchan aruch about something that's not Nagar Lakh Lamaisa. We don't need your psak. The whole idea, but you remember, the whole point of halacha is that it's responsive to the needs in a moment. That's why it's called halacha. It's not Tayra, it's halacha. So if you're not going to be doing it now, why are you posting it?
I'm trying to discover what the Zadig
does. Maybe what was done and we wouldn't have agreed with. Who cares what was done? We have to relearn it. Every door has to pass in Halakha L'maisa. We don't agree with Halakha L'maisa of Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't have to accept Moshe Rabbeinu as Halakha L'maisa. No, that's only when it comes to Takanas.
terms of halacha, any Beis Din can be seis of the psak of any other Beis Din at any time.
If it's legal based on.
I don't like the way my Shabbat understood it. So what's wrong with that? Unless it was halacha like Sinai, obviously. Not halacha like Sinai. He doesn't have any more authority than I have. As long as that's me, we need moving.
I mean,